Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. Today we got a very special guest, but before we bring on a guest, we're going to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great, Joe. Welcome, Mr. Moore.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here, you all. Thank you.
Okay, that is Mr. Scotty Moore, who's running for Congress here in Florida in CD9. And he's America First candidate. And let's introduce you to my audience and listeners to Mr. Scotty Moore, the next congressman out of CD9 in Florida.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate the opportunity, any opportunity that I can share who I am, what I believe, why I'm running, and why it matters. I am so grateful. We must put America first in order to help save our country.
That is very important. And how are you going to do that? And who are you running against in CD9?
Yeah, it's very important. So we have 27 days left today. So August 23rd is the Republican primary. And I believe we're going to get through there. But I need anyone who's listening within the Congressional District 9 to make sure they get out and vote. Vote Scotty Moore, Scotty with a Y. They can go to my website and check out more information, scottymooreforcongress.com, Scotty with the Y, M-O-O-R-E for congress.com. And the reason why that's important is because I'm running against an incumbent Democrat, Darren Soto, who votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. He's absolutely complicit with the mess that we're in. He's working to actively destroy America, clearly, because anytime he votes with Pelosi is doing that, and that's why it's so important. Getting him out, flipping the seat from blue to red, taking back the House. The first vote that I'll cast on the floor of the House of Representatives is to fire Nancy Pelosi. And then we do the hard work of starting to put America first policies and help save America.
And what is your primary reason to run. In other words, what is the number one cause that these people are telling you that we need to change?
The unfortunate part is you ask people and they give you a whole list, because everyone, the American people, are suffering due to what Biden and the radical Dems and this administration are pushing forward. So anything from high gas prices that are out of control, affecting all of our paychecks and just the money. We're talking about record inflation out of control, a looming recession. Some say it's already hit. Some say that it's happening. You saw that the Fed increased rates again today. You got the power of the dollar going down. You got rates going up. You got shortages in supermarkets, baby formula. You got an out-of-control border that people are worried about, national security risk. You know, fossil fuels are under attack, and fossil fuels, I believe, are essential for our economic security, our national security, and even to maintain our constitutional freedoms, to be able to go and do and live the life that God has for us. These are just a few of the things that people tell me that are affecting everyday Americans, affecting them, and they are saying we need to get America First candidates in there to stop what's happening and change directions.
How does it look right now in your primary race?
Yeah, it looks very, very good. We're very strong. We're getting the message out. We've gotten endorsed by President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mr. Mark Meadows. So Mark Meadows is on Team Scotty. He fully supports and endorses us. But just last week, I received a phone call from Senator Ted Cruz. It was one of the highlights of my campaign as well. And he said, Scotty, I'm all on board Team Scotty, and he fully supports and endorses us as well. And so we've got great people behind us believing in the campaign, and we're pushing forward, but we're not stopping. We're going all in, pedal to the metal, working as hard as we can. No one's going to outwork Scotty Moore, and that's what we're doing until we get through the primary. Then we're focused on the general.
The Democrats in your district, because you have to work on the crossover. What is the feedback from them?
Yeah, so the feedback is there's a lot of crossover in a lot of these issues that we're talking about, whether it's indoctrinating our kids, regardless if you're Democrat or you're Republican. We say, hey, don't bring the kids in here. Don't start indoctrinating the kids. People see that and they're concerned about that. Parents' rights, we saw that in Virginia, all across the country. These are issues that gas prices, this is affecting not only Republicans, it's affecting all Americans. You know, the cost, our paychecks are going down, the power of our paychecks are going down, our retirement 401k savings going down. These are hitting every American, and so we're talking about those issues. So right now we're focused on the primary, but when we cross over into the general, this is absolutely something we're going to be talking about as well. And everyday Americans care about these issues, regardless if you're a Democrat or a Republican.
I would agree. And also, I just received my new electric bill yesterday. It went up $30 and nothing's changed, except it went up.
I know.
It kind of caught me off guard. I went, wow. You know, and food prices just went up across the board at least $3. Even in fast food, it's going up. People don't know whether to buy food or put gas in their car.
Yeah. Families are suffering. Kids are suffering.
Yes.
And it's affecting every segment of our society. And it's really – I believe we're experiencing a leadership crisis here, Joe and Scarlett. And I believe anyone who's listening across the nation or maybe even across the world, your viewership, we need to really come to understand that leadership matters. And if you consider nations rise and fall due to leadership, look at Venezuela and where they were at 20 years ago. They were rich and thriving. And look at where they're at right now. They're in chaos and destruction. And we are heading that direction already, and we must turn directions. And even if you consider here in Florida, if Governor DeSantis had lost the election, we had Andrew Gillum at the helm, consider the destruction that would have happened. You know, we would look a lot like California, New York, Illinois. But because of Governor DeSantis' leadership, look at where we're at. We're not only beacons of hope within our country, but around the world. And so leadership matters. We're experiencing a leadership crisis, and we've got to get new, fresh America First leadership in here, or else we risk destroying America. It's that important.
Let's say
you get elected
and we send you to D.C. How do I know you're not going to get bought up in the swamp with the lobbyists and everything else and become a rhino?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and I'll tell you this. For the over 20 years, I worked with a Christian nonprofit doing leadership development, teaching, training, and equipping. I lived in Brazil. My wife's Brazilian. I learned Portuguese there. I also speak Spanish fluently. But I'll tell you what, no one lasts for over 20 years where you have to fundraise and raise your own salary. We did not receive any salary or any money paid from the organization, from Campus Crusade for Christ, now known as CRU. We had to raise our own salary. And I tell you what, you don't do it for the money because you don't get paid a lot of money, but you do it for the mission. And so I am driven. People don't last for over 20 years doing that type of work if you don't care about the mission. And so for me, the mission is helping save America and really provide a great future for our kids, my girls, our future grandkids, our future great-grandkids. And the reality is I am not willing to trade money, power, influence, position, risking our future. The mission is first and primary, and that's where. And so I've got a long track record of that being true, and that's what's going to continue to move forward for me.
That is very important, and that's very good. And then you know from down South America and what's happening down there firsthand, and you're seeing the changes here in Florida and around the country, and that we're heading in that direction. And so you could actually tell the people from personal experiences what's going to go and what's going to come in real change.
Yes.
What is your position on critical race theory?
Critical race theory is anti-American, and it's even anti-civil rights. You know, if Martin Luther King Jr. were here, he would condemn it because it is the content of someone's character, not the color of their skin. And it's a clear agenda being pushed in here to destroy and pit us against one another and destroy America. There are so many different ways that the Democrat radical left are pushing to destroy America. They're trying to take away our fossil fuel. They're trying to take away our economy and what's happening there. And they're also trying to pit and use race, and they're super inflating crazy things. It's very, very dangerous. I'm anti-critical race theory, and I will vote that way as well accordingly. We will get it out, similar to what President Trump already has done.
Do you think the 2020 election was stolen?
I believe that the majority of Americans have some significant concerns with what's happening. I don't think you can see the 2,000 mules with clear evidence showing what happened, in addition to all the other testimonies and stuff that happened that Rudy Giuliani brought before in Michigan and in Georgia and Arizona, with clear that you cannot look at that and say there are significant concerns. In fact, the majority of Americans have major concerns, and we should never just move on beyond that, because this is the very foundation, the fabric of our constitutional republic, electing our officials. And this idea that many officials are saying we need to just move on, that is dangerous, and I disagree. I do not believe that you're going to convince me that someone campaigning out of the basement with hardly being able to complete a sentence was able to do and get into the White House, especially when you have the momentum of President Trump that he had. So I disagree with where we're at. I think the Supreme Court should have heard it. I think at face value, it was unconstitutional in the sense that many, many states did not have free and fair elections, because it's the state legislature, according to the Constitution, that determines the time, manner, and place of elections should be held, not governors, not secretaries of states, not state Supreme Courts, not anyone else other than the state legislature. Very, very dangerous thing to happen in our nation.
With that in mind, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Arizona are all going to end up decertifying and changing things, because all actions are happening. There have been a number of arrests in those three states already, and things are going on. It's really interesting. But in other states, Georgia, we just heard today that it looks like Stacey Abrams is not going to be able to do much of anything. She's behind in the polls, and they arrested most of our staff for voter fraud for 2020. So she's really done.
Well, I should hope so. And quite honestly, we need to continue to push forward and not relax. We need to not allow people. In fact, one of the things that I'm looking forward to when I get elected into Congress is government oversight. You know, that's one of the jobs of a sitting House member is government oversight. You know, what good is it to have checks and balances built into our system if we do not employ those checks and balances? We need to hold our government accountable. Just recently, the FBI, again, we've seen this before, but we have an out-of-control administrative state where you have Fauci, CDC, NIH, and even the Department of Justice, unelected officials and bureaucrats pushing forward, taking away constitutional freedoms, and even suppressing information similar to what we just learned about the Hunter Biden laptop and things. We knew about that. We saw it. They stopped it. They allowed that misinformation to move forward or not be reported on. Very, very dangerous things. We must hold their government accountable.
Yep, and that's very important. And you know, see what they're doing with J6 and all that stuff, but that's not accountable at all. That's a farce. It's a clown show. And
that's political theater. That's what that is. It's political theater.
When you become into Congress and you're on the Oversight Committee, would you investigate the J6 Committee?
Yeah, because there are many questions that aren't being asked because it's very partisan, right? Clearly, you know, why was the request denied or not acted on for more security? Why did the security guards allow people to come in with just wave them on in? And so many more questions in there. Absolutely.
Like, why not arresting the guy that killed Ashley Babbitt? Why is he still
there? There are so many questions that we need to dig into. But again,
Ray
that's
Epps
why it's so important that we take back the House. That's why we take back the House, because the Speaker of the House has tremendous influence and power. And right now, Nancy Pelosi is abusing that power. We must fire Nancy Pelosi in order to save America.
You know, Nancy Pelosi and her husband got caught in inside trading this past week. Why isn't she out of office? Because she's supposed to resign on a felony charge.
Well, it's because they have a rules for thee and not for me implementation that is being done, and no one's holding them accountable. I mean, that's just the bottom
line.
There was a
Democratic state representative out of Wisconsin who got into a car accident. She was on the phone, and she was under the influence, and she crashed, and she killed
tragic.
A couple of people, and she's still
yeah,
walking.
A mom and her daughter, a five-year-old daughter. It's tragic.
This is, but if it was a Republican, they would go the other way.
I know. And that's why this election is so critical, my friends. We cannot just be passively waiting and hoping that the right person gets through the primary. It is so important that the listeners understand that we need to get the right candidate through in this primary. Not all candidates are alike. Clearly we know that, because you look at Liz Cheney, who calls herself a Republican, and she's a mega rhino. She's a Democrat. In fact, she's trying to – I know she's not. So this idea of we need to make sure that we're getting the right candidates through head-to-head in the general election, and we have got to flip this seat from blue to red. We got to take back the House. We got to fire Pelosi, and we got to save America. And that doesn't happen if we don't get the right people elected.
And that's true. And Liz Cheney's down by 20-plus points, but she's trying to get the Democrats to vote for her, because the Republicans all kicked around. And that's, you got just, I think, 3 weeks left for her, something like that. So August 16th.
Yeah, it's August 16th. August 16th, yep.
And they're trying to sabotage.
Do you think that's Democrats are going to vote for her?
No. I think I don't think she'll make it through. She knows that. She's desperate right now, and she's trying to do whatever she can, but it won't work.
And she's trying to indict Trump, by the way.
I know. There's clearly, you know, we've only had 4 impeachments in our nation's history, and 2 of them happened within 365 days of one another. They were very partisan and crazy, and that just shows the depth.
It was a fraud.
They weren't actual crimes to be impeached on.
I know.
Either. None of them was criminal.
They're just so intimidated by him. They just cannot have him. He's destroying their their opportunities to swindle and steal. Look what Paul Pelosi did.
I got questions from the chat room.
Yeah.
And this gentleman in the chat room is asking, do you support the Convention of the States?
The Convention of the States?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say the question again.
Yeah.
What?
Do you support Convention of the States? In other words, go and have a convention of all the states to upgrade or do something with the Constitution, like that type of thing.
Yeah. Yes. So
similar
to
what
Mark
Levin was trying to do.
Correct. Yeah. The way I understand it with the Constitution, the gathering is that you can only do one thing at a time, that you can't come in there with like a whole list of everything, right? That is very specific on what we're trying to change and add. And so what I think we need to do is it's clear that we are becoming more and more divided within the state, and we need to absolutely make sure, because we have a dangerous, out of control Democrat Party who are not obeying the Constitution. In fact, they're twisting and turning and making it, and they're not being held accountable. And so we need to make sure that we uphold the Constitution.
Also,
and that's what I absolutely support.
You're actually getting questions, chat room. They ask you about term limits. Do you support term limits?
100%. I've already signed as such U.S. term limits, and it's out there. It's something that Senator Ted Cruz, who also supports and endorses me, has co-sponsored and pushed forward. And so I believe that this was never intended to have someone be a career out of this. This is we the people, and it must be refreshed from time to time. And by the way, I also believe that we need to get the elites out of there, and that there need to be everyday normal citizens, similar to, for example, like me, who've lived and had a very just normal average salary. Like I don't come from wealth. I grew up in one of the poorest counties within Minnesota. I grew up in a small town of 3,000 people. I've worked very, very hard, had to raise my own funds, traveled around. And so I understand what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and sometimes think about what's going to happen to my kids and providing for my family. We need to remember that everyday American citizens, we the people, represent our government, and we need to elect that type of leadership to go to D.C. and make sure are speaking on our behalf.
Well, I'll tell you something. You just inspired some people in California that they wish that you were in California so they could vote for you.
Well, I hope so. Listen, California, that's a great example of how it's a great state that's being run horribly wrong, and it's being destroyed. I mean, you take that and you multiply it, show it to Venezuela, and that's exactly what's happening. You have organizations and companies fleeing that state, like Tesla and others, because it is impossible. It's a fantastic state. It used to be filled with great people, but now there's a bunch of radical lefts who are just destroying it. The government's destroying it, and people are fleeing. And that's a great example. And so I wish California would fight back, and that we could get some level-headed, smart America First leadership within that state and really help save California, because it's a great state that's being destroyed.
Okay. A couple of rapid questions. What do you think of the overturning of Roe v. Wade?
Fantastic. I've been praying for that for a long, long time. It was 1973 until now, so almost 50 years, just 49 and change. And so this was something that I think was a stain on our nation, a sin. Anytime a nation that does not support and defend life self-destructs and is headed towards destruction. And so this was the right decision. Bring it back to the states. And I sure hope the states have the courage to also do what's right and stop abortion altogether.
There's a lot of organizations out there, Right to Life groups and Heritage and others, that actually right now are actually raising funds and marketing and promoting and getting down the streets to get the state legislatures to save the life of a child. And that's a big thing. Right to Life is going to win big. Now, how about the Second Amendment?
100%. I own multiple guns, and I believe in the Second Amendment. You look at Canada, you look at Australia, two examples of first world nations that are in real big trouble because they do not have guns, and they do not have the constitutional right, by the way, that we do. But you look at Venezuela, they also lost the rights, and look at what happened. And so very, very important that we maintain the constitutional right that we have to bear arms, and that should never be infringed upon.
Okay. Immigration, the wall. What's your stance?
I would support it. I 100% support it and defend it. Listen, President Trump's policies, I'm in lockstep. And by the way, I say that having a Brazilian wife who became a U.S. citizen 16 years ago. We've been married for 19 years. We have two amazing daughters. Isabella's 14, Sophia's 11. 16 years ago, she became a U.S. citizen legally, by the way. We went through the process. It's a very amazing process, by the way. Immigration is very important, but we must have a wall. We must have a border, and it must be protected. That is foundational for our country, for our national security. I 100% believe that. I would actually believe that we must continue and finish the wall. I support President Trump's efforts in that.
When your wife went through that process to become an American citizen, did she have to read, write, and speak English?
Yes. Yes, she did. And she had a test that she had to do, by the way, that I think many Americans, unfortunately, would not pass. You know, talking about the colonies, talking about our history, she had to read all that information. And absolutely, she had to speak in English. And she speaks great. I mean, she's very fluent. She's amazing. So that was never a problem for her. But, yes,
but
that's absolutely.
But you couldn't speak in your own language and have a translator or anything,
no,
right?
No, no.
You had
correct.
To read, write, and speak English to do the
yes,
test
yes.
and when you're sworn in. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything was in English. There was nothing offered as far as in translation, correct.
Okay.
You ever hear of how about UBI? Do you know what UBI is?
UBI,
I'm not, sure.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not either. So I'm going
okay,
to just ask you.
I don't even know
okay.
what a UBI is.
I don't know. But what about addiction and drugs and fentanyl? What would you do
drugs,
as a congressman?
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, that's part of the reason why it's coming across the border. It's highly, highly dangerous. I mean, it's toxic. It's killer. It's a killer. A very, very small amount will kill people. It is coming across our border, and the Biden administration is absolutely complicit. By the way, incumbent Democrat Darren Soto, who votes 100% of the time in Nancy Pelosi right here in Congressional District 9, absolutely complicit as well because they're not securing our border. It's coming right in here. It's very dangerous. By the way, we don't know about terrorists coming through here as well. We must be strong in that. We must not allow this to destroy our nation.
When COVID hit our nation...
By the way, I got definition of UBI.
Do you think the Wuhan lab, this is terrible, do you think Fauci created the fentanyl? Sorry. It's just a thought I have. The COVID, the fentanyl, AIDS, H1N1. I mean, somehow I think this man is complicit to creating all this stuff.
I don't know. I know that he's complicit with the game of function and funding that, and then he went on record saying he didn't, which he should be held in contempt and held accountable. And Senator Cruz has called him out on that, but yet he hasn't been held accountable on that. And so there's many other things that I'm not sure, but he's been proven already to not be truthful on that. He already said that, hey, if you get the COVID vaccine, you're not going to get sick, but we've already know how that's going to happen. They said it was 95%
yeah.
effective, but we know how that's happening.
You see
happening.
The things that are
so,
coming out? People are
yeah, there's tremendous – so there's a lot of distrust in the government.
Miscarriages, a lot of people are dying from continuous getting shots.
There's a lot of distrust
no,
in the
yep.
government, and Fauci has zero credibility.
Yeah.
By the way, the UPI stood for Universal – Basic income. Do you support or disagree
no.
or go against
no, we're,
basic
we're,
income?
Yeah, no, yeah, no, no. Like, listen, I believe in the American dream where you can work hard, where you have opportunity. I believe in less government. I believe in creating an environment where you can have an entrepreneurial spirit, try something out, work really hard, and earn something. I do not believe staying at home and giving people money is the answer. That is a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
We agree on all this. I got a question on crime, on justice. Do you support getting rid of these judges and politicians that let them go out? Do you get somebody that commits a crime by going after Lee Zeldin and then gets out a few hours later, but the feds picked him up, which is a good thing. But the thing is that if people are getting let go right after they get booked, and it's the streets to create more crime. That's got to stop.
Well, I mean, it is, but if you look at where that's happening, it's blue states. You know, it's California, it's New York, it's Illinois. There was just a video today I saw where a man was fighting a police officer and got arrested, brought in, and hours later was released. You know, you look at California.
That was in New York.
They're stealing. Yeah, that was in New York, but you look at California, and they're stealing, and they're not held accountable. You got companies who are pulling out of those states because it's too dangerous. These are blue states that are being run horribly, and it's affecting everyone. You know it's bad when a very, very liberal city like San Francisco recalls their district attorney for being too liberal and bad. I mean, it's horrible. And you got George Soros pumping money in at all levels and other organizations, you know, into DA. You got Gascon in L.A. You got Kim Fox in Chicago. You got Manhattan DA, and they're destroying it as well. Very, very dangerous.
Well, we got down here in Florida, we have a very good government and a good attorney general, and things are working out great there. So we're not going to get that stuff here, and we'll take care of it.
You're right, but that's because of leadership right there. That's the leadership, because we're experiencing a leadership crisis in those areas. Right here, we have strong leadership, and look at what's happening. People are fleeing the blue states, and they're coming to this state because we are being led well, because we have opportunity, and we're being protected. That's a great example of what – and by the way, we have a $22 billion surplus. We're being led well. We're leading, and financially we're solid. That is great leadership by Governor DeSantis.
Now,
I don't know if you know anything about Broward County, but our judicial system is in the toilet here. The judges
Brenda
are not Seitz doing their job.
You see – at every level, from the very, very local level, there's money being poured into, and it's very dangerous. And so we need to hold every government leader and where they're at accountable. You know, the judges, the commissioners, I mean, this matters. And so just because we're in the red state of Florida doesn't mean certain counties, like you're saying, Broward County, they're not exempt from that. They must be held accountable and not allowed to do this. And the powers and the people to rise up and speak up and do something about it. I still believe, by the way, that we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. And those aren't just lyrics in a song. They are who we are as a nation, as a people. And our freedoms are under attack like never before. And what's shocking is it's from within our own borders, our own people. And the way we fix it is it's going to take the home of the brave, brave American citizens rising up, speaking up, fighting back, giving and saying no and making a difference.
The chat room says that the only way you're going to win is if you have election integrity in your area, in your district, to make sure that there's no 2,000 mules affected there. People here that are in the chapel, a lot of them are out of state, but we have an election integrity group or team that DeSantis put in. That if we catch anyone arrest or doing anything to do voter fraud, that's no matter which party it is. If you commit voter fraud, you are going to go to jail up to 5 years.
That's part of the accountability, and that's important. Yeah.
And we have the power to arrest them immediately. And if they resist, just like regular law enforcement, you could take them down.
Well, but what's also important is no doubt that, and I support what Governor DeSantis did, and I agree with that. But we need everyday citizens who are poll watchers, who are showing up, who are speaking up, who are rising up, and so, for example, within Orange County and Osceola County, my counties, and just a little bit of Polk County where I'm running in Congressional District 9, there's a wave of people who are pouring in who want to be poll watchers, who want to hold this system accountable and make sure what happened in 2020 never happens again. And so we must not only depend on the election integrity force that Governor DeSantis, but also everyday citizens. And that's, by the way, what happened in Virginia. And you saw what happened. We had people coming out holding every poll and area accountable, and the turnout was fantastic.
Yeah,
we need to get people to show up.
That was actually my team out there, and we were ready to arrest Terry McAuliffe if he didn't concede, because we had him dead red-handed. He was about to steal And we told him, if you do, you're going to jail for a long time. And he conceded.
That's
what we're doing. We're doing that in all states. So we got, it's not just Virginia, it's not just Florida, it's in Arizona right now. They're working hand-in-hand because that primary is on the 2nd, and they know that the left is going to try and screw up that one and other states.
Yeah, well, that's why it's so important that not all states are alike. Not every state has strong laws like Florida, and even Florida is not perfect, but if you look at Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, even Georgia to our north, who's a red state, they were very weak. Ben Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, did not do enough. Brian Kemp, the governor, did not do enough, were not strong, need to be held accountable. These are really important things. We must speak up, and we must never allow this to happen again.
And that's the key. Now, as a congressman, are you going to have some kind of national parental rights law like we have here in Florida for every state?
I'm definitely going to look in. And so, by the way, we have constitutional rights that should never be infringed upon. And oftentimes that's what's happening is our rights are being infringed upon. I believe that we absolutely must protect parents, and they should absolutely be able to speak into that. The government should never have the power to trump or overrule what's happening with the parents. The parents have the right to raise their kids and speak into that. And that's what Governor DeSantis and the state legislature has done here, protecting the kids. And by the way, why can't we all agree and decide and understand that it is so important that kindergarten through third grade, at the minimum, we should have more, should not be indoctrinated by teachers. This is something that many of my friends in the LGBT community on the Republican side also agree with. They said, listen, this is crazy. Let kids be kids. Let's have them learn, science and math and language, and not based on social things like critical race theory, where they're trying to interject their agenda and anti-Americanism, woke agenda. We must stop that. And so parents' rights are absolutely essential.
What do you think about this identity gender push and the transgender situation?
Yeah, I think it's wicked. I think it's dangerous. I think it's distracting. No, I disagree with it 100%. It should never happen. We've lost our minds. What we need are common sense. Again, President Trump was strong on this. Governor DeSantis is strong on this. We must protect women. We must not allow I disagree 100% with it. Yeah, I just think we need to get back to making America great and being strong and not allowing this craziness to continue to ensue.
We need another run of the 50s, where there was respect in a two-parent home, where there were morals, where there were value, where they honored
and
loved our country.
Exactly. And Governor DeSantis is talking about the fatherlessness problem and we need fathers. You know, strong families make for a strong America. Fathers are very, very important part of families that are oftentimes, like you're saying, neglected. And we need to go back to those strong families and having mothers and fathers investing and caring for kids. You're absolutely right.
We need a parental sharing war in divorce court where one parent's not paying for the other parent's life. Okay, there needs to be a situation
where both parents put money into an account
that's set up in the court and an escrow, and when the child needs something, they buy it and they get their money back. And I don't believe in that maintenance and all that stuff. Okay? I believe the child comes first, and the father has the right to see their child or a mother. And if either has issues, then they need to get therapy and help. You don't abandon them, and you don't take the children away from them, because it's them they're hurting themselves and need to help them.
Yeah. Strong families make for a strong America. I really believe that.
We got another question from the chat room. Do you believe in that teachers should be armed in school?
I'm sorry, what? Do I believe what?
Do you believe teachers should have weapons, be armed?
In school.
Yeah, I mean, I think they absolutely – I have no problem with the teacher being armed. I think not everyone may feel comfortable with that, but I absolutely believe teachers who are willing should, because that could make a total difference right now. And I guarantee you people who are going into school considering that will definitely think twice when they know that there are many more armed teachers. Absolutely. I'm 100% pro Second Amendment and defending, and oftentimes – what stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun who's been taught, trained, and equipped and knows how to handle that. Yes.
That happened the other day in another state where there was a mall shooting, and a guy with a 22-year-old had a gun and took down the shooter.
Saved lives. That's right.
Did you by happen chance to see Trump speak yesterday from the America Free Summit? Free America.
No, I was at an event yesterday, so I didn't see him
speak.
Okay.
Well, he brought up a topic about the homelessness in this country, how they're pitching tents everywhere. Do you have any idea or a plan how we could help these people?
Well, first of all, if you look at the states that have a really ridiculously homelessness problem, it's in the blue states, especially the west side. So you've got California, you've got Oregon, and you've got Washington. That it's just one big hot mess. Those are blue, and they're taking over. They're taking over, and they're allowing them. And because that's where there's a bunch of free programs where they're getting a whole bunch of free. And so my grandpa on my dad's side was born in 1903. The automobile was just starting to come on the scene. I mean, that's kind of how early on in the century it was. He lived until 1995, almost a full century. And so that means he grew up through World War I. He lived through the Great Depression, which forever impacted his life. He lived through World War II. He and his wife raised four boys through the Industrial Revolution. He had four jobs. He was a teacher, but he also painted on the side, and he was a sales guy. And he also did odd jobs. Why? Because he knew the value of hard work and engaging and working and providing for his family. He was not rich by any means, but they worked hard for what they had. And they learned to deal with and be happy and content. Again, he lived through the Great Depression, so he knew what it was like to live with very, very little. We need to get back to that mentality within our nation of the value of work, what it means, and helping one another, absolutely helping one another, but also working. So helping one another means getting them to a point where they can get on their feet, push forward, and working and moving forward. We have lost that within our nation, and there is a shift where people expect and want free things. We see that within our kids. We're raising a bunch of weak kids, and we must stop this idea of participation trophy.
Yeah, we have a
lot
of dumb coughs.
Okay, I got a question from the chat room about Planned Parenthood in schools in California. What's your opinion on that?
Well, listen, I'm 100% against Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is horrible. They destroy lives. They destroy babies. They work covertly saying they're women's health clinics, but they're not. There are many other women's health clinics that are legit. This one is not, in my opinion, and from what I've heard from others. And I think it's very dangerous, and I do not believe that they should get federal funding. I think that there's many, many questions, and so them connected to any schools is just wicked and horrible, in my opinion, and not good. I just disagree with that.
They're not only going in high schools in California, they're trying to go into middle school or elementary schools, too.
It's evil. It's evil, and it should not happen. And they're trying to also subvert and not allow parents to be involved with what's happening.
That is true. Now,
what is your position on the military and the LGBTQ and transgender and all of that being pushed on them?
Yeah, I'm right in lockstep with President Trump, saying this is very dangerous for weakening our military. We need to get back to a strong military, defending our nation, and not kind of following this crazy woke agenda. Very dangerous. It's not protecting our nation, and I disagree with it. What were you saying, Joe?
Excuse me. We're getting close towards the end of the show, so I would like you to give us the website and where they reach you, how to volunteer.
Yes, thank you. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for taking your time. Joe and Scarlett, thank you for the honor to be together here with you all and your many, many viewers across the nation and really across the world. My name is Scotty Moore, Scotty with a Y, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Congressional District 9 here in Florida. I'm running against an incumbent Democrat, Darren Soto, who votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. He's absolutely complicit with the mess that we're in, and I need your help. If you go to ScottyMooreForCongress.com, that's Scotty with a Y, M-O-O-R-E for Congress.com, you can sign up to volunteer. You can get yard signs if you're here in Congressional District 9. You can donate $5 all the way to the maximum of $5,800. We need your help. It is the ammunition. Money is the ammunition to help us put lead on target and get the message out. And I talk about how donations are fuel for the campaign. You can have an amazing vehicle, but if you do not have gasoline in that vehicle, if you do not have fuel in that vehicle, it does not leave the garage. And so the way we get our message out is we need donations. So please help me flip the seat from blue to red. Stop Democrat Darren Soto and what he's doing. Let's take back the House. Let's fire Nancy Pelosi, and let's save America with an America First Republican candidate like me, Scotty Moore. Go to my website. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scotty, for coming on our show. You're awesome. I endorse you. The truth is out there. Voice of the People endorses you. You got what it takes, my man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
God bless you.
So we joined the list. We joined the list of supporters for you, endorsers, including Trump and his team, and Ted Cruz, and now you got the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show and podcast.
Amen. Thank you. Listen, you can go onto my social media, Scotty Moore for Congress on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, on Twitter. Please share, tell your friends, get the message out there, like the page, help me get my voice out there, my friend. So thank you so much. Let's do this together.
Yeah, every time you do
save America.
Every time you're doing something, I always get it and I always share it through the system.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you again. Have a great evening.
God bless you all. Have a great evening. Thank you so much, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was the candidate for Congress, Scotty Moore, who's running a CD9. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room. And that's asking questions. That is great. And I'm going to take a break and play a song so I can chill down a little bit. I talked like 10 hours today, so it's a little hard for me. So I'm going to play a song, I Am America. So hold on. great show going on with Scotty. We endorsed him, and God's a little blessed, but gave me a little chance to relax the boys, which I was trying to lose. We got 9 minutes left. Scarlett, everything okay? Any other questions or anything?
The Fed was goofy, raised it so they can raise rates on car loans and credit cards and everything else. It's just going to affect everything. And
I
they
know.
Should have bring. It's not going to bring down inflation. It's just going to make prices go up.
So it's going. Yeah,
they
it's
are
going
swine.
Close.
They are scum. Biden's a bust.
Usually when you have an overheated economy, they raise rates to slow it down. But the economy is not overheated.
It's not
going to
slow down because
it's
the man is a butthead. They're
if you really
want to
get rid of inflation,
they're drying
what are you doing?
Up the financial river.
And destroying the country. That's why you've got to get out now.
That's because they want to. This is man-made, created, inflated. It's all man-made.
Yeah.
The market will crash tomorrow?
No, actually, the market went up by 4 or 5% today because of Trump talk. And the fact that all indications he'll be in a very short time, things are moving pretty fast. Well, a lot of things happening across the country.
Pelosi's
so,
still
we'll
speaker. Has she resigned? For now.
But
okay,
we got. So
it was
we
a
got
great
a few
show. I
left.
Thought he was quite an interesting person and candidate. I think he'll do very well. I think he will win the primary, and I think he will take out Darren Soto.
I'd like to thank Greeny, a boy that was in our chat room with the questions. He was doing, they were doing pretty good.
Is he still there?
All the way through. No, he just left. He listened to the show. He wished that Scotty was running in California.
We get
a lot of
questions
for him.
Listening to our show. You know
we have
that?
We have a lot. Well, we have a lot of candidates from California.
They're just so
too.
Fed up with the crap. Do you believe that about the homelessness, that they just don't want to work or they just can't afford?
No, I believe it because
they
can't afford
to live anywhere because it's expensive.
But the thing is, they're looking for handouts. And I had a call early this morning before I went to work about money's coming in and talk about Charlie Crist and handouts and stuff. And so the reason why people don't work is because
this is all Obama,
handout.
You know that, right?
So,
is all Obama.
Yeah. So that's
and Soros and the black.
But
the
he's right about businesses leaving the blue states because.
Oh yes,
Starbucks.
They are. In fact, we heard the other day Starbucks is closing up all their shops in all of the blue states.
Yeah, they're going slowly
that's,
going
they're all
out.
They're going to shut. It's going to become ghost towns. It is, because they're going to jack it up, steal it out, and they're going to move out. And they're going to have nothing.
Anyway, we're down to 5 minutes.
Then they're
going
to move to our state, and that's when we're going to pull out our protect ourselves.
Right.
Have that. You know? And take care of biz.
Anyway, we got less than 5 minutes, so we're going to do our little thing.
I think so.
I
want to
thank,
let's talk about success and winning. I like success and
continue
to fight.
Yeah, and we're going to finish up
dream.
With winning. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for what's in your heart and soul. Fight for the love that you have in your heart and soul. Do not let others to take it away from you. And concentrate on being who you are. Stay away from lunatics, bad people, criminals, thugs, murderers, drug addicts, drug dealers, and everything else. Focus
dumb
on
course,
good things.
Selfish people, shrines, fake people.
Focus on meeting people that are positive, uplifting, empowering, people that will lift you up, not pull you down. And
think
stay
about
away
people
from the
who attack people because we believe in freedom of speech.
Yeah.
You know that? Can't be that good for you.
So if you believe in God, let God open up your heart to God.
That's right.
Let God
follow that path.
Because God made you. And God knows the truth.
Exactly.
And so if your body speaks one language, follow what God's language is and not what other people's trying to brainwash
right.
you.
Right. God will lead you to all the greatness.
As you get healthy, you will figure it out and find out who you really are. And once you do,
you'll
end up going towards the thing. Yeah, you'll be successful in life, and you'll have love and caring,
right.
and you'll be completed
within,
in life.
Within,
once you get rid of the
and
garbage.
All around you.
Anyway, we're down to 3 minutes of change. We got a
this is Scarlett saying, I'd be back on Sunday with all.
Where
with
we
all,
may be getting, where we may have reporters roundtable if things work out right.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Well, I look forward to anybody and everybody, and I want to say God bless country, God bless our listeners, God bless everyone. Good night, Joe. Good night, everyone. Bye.
I'd like to thank Scarlett for coming up for my co-host. I'd like to thank the next congressman out of CD9, Scotty Moore. Get out there and work with him. Get to his website and become a volunteer and donate. As we, just like Ted Cruz and President Trump, have endorsed Scotty Moore for Congress at CD9. I want to thank you all, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be